Former NYPD Commissioner, Democrats gave their cities to domestic terrorists. By Robert Krajicek on October 12, 2020. Democrat mayors and city councils have surrendered America's largest cities to domestic terrorists, said Howard Saffer, former New York City Police Commissioner and Fire Commissioner, offering his remarks on Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Saffer said, "It's the Democratic cities who have basically ceded their cities to what got called peaceful protesters but are really people who are vandals and looters. And in some cases, not only assault people but are murderers." Saffer added, "You look at Seattle, you look at Minneapolis, you look at Chicago, and places like that where basically they have given their cities to these, what I call, domestic terrorists. Chicago, Minneapolis, and Seattle are among dozens of U.S. cities targeted by left-wing organizations such as Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Listen. Many news media outlets falsely frame law enforcement as pathologized by racism," Saffer noted. "The mainstream media has been pushing this false narrative that has been introduced by Antifa and Black Lives Matter that there's a pandemic of police racism and abuse, which could not be further from the truth," Saffer remarked. "They're just putting out false information. The death of George Floyd was an aberration falsely framed by the left as part of a pattern," Saffer held. Saffer said political hostility towards law enforcement has damaged police recruitment. Oppressive mandates imposed by local governments on police officers in reaction to left-wing narratives have compromised police efficacy, he added. Saffer stated, "Kamala Harris, if you look at her record when she was the prosecutor in San Francisco, did not go after violent protesters or people who destroyed property. She went after the cops." Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, advances an anti-police mentality, observed Saffer. He added, "That's what's happening with the messages that are being sent by mayors and governors in these Democratic states, who are more interested in protesters than they are in the good citizens." Saffer concluded by commenting on the impact of left-driven violent protests, riots, vandalism, and looting on minorities. "If you look at what's happened in these big cities, who are the victims of this vandalism and of this destruction and these assaults?" asked Saffer. "It's the minority communities who are being very poorly served by these protesters. And if you look at homicides across the country, what about the 5,500 Black Americans who have been killed by other Black Americans? Those lives matter too." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.